This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Now, last segment, I pointed out that thousands of children are dying, not in these emergency processing centers where they're just processed out and handed over to the Democrats to God knows what with, including sex trafficking. I said that thousands are dying. That's in Mexico. 200 plus thousand people total, tens of thousands of children, children being kidnapped, killed, trafficked from all over the world. Thousands of dead is a conservative number on the children. But of course, Democrats, socialists, globalists, they play with the dead bodies of aborted babies. They want to kill babies after they're born and are now doing it. There's no value on life in the third world. It's been the Western Christian ethos that put value on people's lives. That's why people want to get into here, because we are more humane. We have more welfare. We take care of people more. And that's the logic. That's the reality. And that's what's being exploited by people saying they're refugees. Yeah, if somebody can prove they're coming from a war-torn region and they can prove they're being persecuted like Christians, let them in. But if you look at Europe and the UK and even the US, we hardly let Christians that are being persecuted in. In England, Theresa May wouldn't let a famous woman who had a death sentence in Pakistan because she was a Christian come to the UK, saying it would upset Muslims. Christians can't even flee countries where they are facing death to come to the West. Oh, but we bring the Islamics in. We won't bring Christians in from Syria, but Obama would sure bring in all the jihadis. This is the reality. And so, you have these soft, stupid, lazy leftists at the ground level that just want to feel morally superior, want to look down on somebody and think of you as the bad person because they wanted to be the cool kids in school. But above them are the parasitic corporations and the globalists that hire these criminal politicians who are ruthlessly exploiting our open system to bring in a foreign voting bloc and a permanent underclass. But now you notice our talking points are mainstream, because our talking points aren't just talking points. Our talking points are research and history and reality, and that's why they want InfoWars wiped from the face of the earth. Trump knows InfoWars got him elected. Sean Hannity knows that. Tucker Carlson knows that. All of them know that. Ted Cruz knows that. And they agree with what I'm saying, and they agree with the common sense, but I had to be radical first. When you're facing radical propaganda and radical globalism, you have to admit what they're doing is out of control. Even if you sound crazy telling people, hey, they want your guns. Hey, they want open borders. Hey, they're pedophiles and want to sexualize children. Hey, they want a one-world government. I was mercilessly attacked for 25 years for doing that, but now I made it safe for other people to oppose it right as the plan goes into place. Now, I'm not saying this to brag about how great I am. I'm saying this so you understand why they attack InfoWars so much, and why they attack you so much, and why they attack Trump so much, or Sean Hannity, or Tucker Carlson. Because they know we're talking about real issues. They know that what we're talking about are real political and geopolitical and cultural and financial and spiritual points, that if the public gets wise to it, it's game over for the NWO. We had to make it safe, though, to cover real issues. We had to hit the barbed wire. We had to be persecuted. And you as an audience, not of spectators, but of activists in the arena, have stood with us and done this. And that's why we built these beachheads across the world for nationalism and populism and a rediscovery of family and of Jesus Christ and of self-defense and of free market and of common sense and of the Western ethos. Because you stood with InfoWars, because you shared the links, because you prayed for us, because you bought the products, we now have a fighting chance. That's why I cannot stress to you enough how critical it is that you realize that you are the light in the dark of the night, no matter what color you are or where you came from. Last night, I went to the store because we'd forgotten some stuff, and I ran into white families, Hispanic families, black families, all listeners. I got mobbed by almost everybody I walked by. They said, oh, we love Millie Weaver. We love Caitlin Bennett. Oh, we love Owen Schroyer. Oh, we love Paul Watson. We love you. And they were talking about what they saw on the site and what was happening. And they have tried to suppress us, but it's blowing up in their face thanks to you spreading the word, thanks to you and your word of mouth. You are doing an amazing job, and that's why the globalists are so scared. All right, we're going to post this feed up to InfoWars.com. Please share it. We're going to go to break, come back with even more analysis of Clown World. where the Democrats are really showing you who they are and what their real plans are. I'm Alex Jones, NewsWars.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Why are they trying to come here that we suck so bad?
Oh, yeah, it's
Let's
so
just come
bad.
Here legally. I mean, I don't. Excuse me. Cory Booker.
Este presidente ha atacado, ha demonizado los inmigrantes.
Okay.
They voy a cambiar este. On day one.
So he's your friend. He speaks Spanish. He wants to rape you. He wants to feed off you.
That was the most forced.
It's the Democrats running the counties in MS-13.
He recited
Here, let's
that
go back to him. Muchos grandes screw you in Panucha.
Necesitamos incluir cada persona en el éxito de esta economía. Pero si queremos hacer eso, necesitamos incluir cada persona en nuestra democracia. Cada votante necesitamos la representación y cada voz necesitamos escuchar.
La situación ahora es inaceptable. Este presidente ha atacado, ha demonizado los inmigrantes. Es inaceptable. Voy a cambiar este.
¿Qué haría usted en el primer día?
Si
usted
la gulfrón, pacundi, bagrombo, shanginga, pranyungo, pataca, na guglu.
So now, imagine a Mexican TV where he's speaking Spanish or Spanish, like to show up. People go, what the hell is this?
Cierra la boca.
Mucho grande.
We would accept them into this country and follow.
Poopy.
So a show of hands, who as president would sign on to the 2015 nuclear deal as it was originally negotiated?
I think every one of them but Booker is a snotsucker.
Why not?
May I address that? First and foremost, it was a mistake to pull out of that deal. And one of the reasons why we're seeing this hostility now is because Donald Trump is marching us to a far more dangerous situation. Literally, he took us out of a deal that gave us transparency into their nuclear program.
Man, he's got some
long teeth. Nuclear breakout 10, 20 years. And now we see Iran threatening to go further, and we're being pulled in further and further into this crisis.
I don't believe only in reproductive freedom. I believe in reproductive justice. And, you know, what that means is that just because a woman, or let's also not forget someone in the trans community, a trans female, is poor, doesn't mean they shouldn't have the right to exercise that right to choose.
No. I think that this, anybody who is smarter than a light bulb that would run as a Democrat realizes that this is the race you sit out. You just don't want to get involved in this race. You'll get drug into the mud with these mental incapacitated.
I agree. So let's go back to these ding dongs. Here it is.
A school shooting last year, and where there has been significant.
She looks like a vampire bat.
Well, she just got back from another 10 lines of coke. So I mean, come on, they powdered her nose up.
But she literally looks like a psychotic demon.
Yeah, she powdered her nose during the break, Alex.
Should there be a role for the federal government?
Lauren's not on drugs, man. She's a total corporate empty shell. She's an OCD.
I think we have a little mic issue in the back.
Control room, we've got...
Vampire, she's not real.
What is going on right now?
All right.
Yeah, this is disintegrating.
they're having tech issues all the time.
Let's listen to this.
Look at that comb job.
Not far from Parkland, Florida. Gun activism has become a big part of high school life up there in Broward County. Many of you are calling for
defeating on school shootings,
for the restoration of the assault weapons ban. But even if it's put in place, there's still going to be perhaps hundreds of millions of guns still on the streets. Is there a role for the federal government in order to play in order to get these guns off?
So now they pledge their allegiance. She's a Joker purple, by the way, to kill the guns.
No, they're having an audio issue. They can't even communicate right now.
Correct. Leave it alone.
If the control room can turn off the mics.
Control room. Clown world. Look at Mr. Maddow.
Mr. Maddow forgot to take his hormones.
Guess what, guys? We are going to take a quick break.
Oh, my God.
We will be right back.
Clown world.
Hey, Robert.
There's a little honk. There's a little clown horn on the desk to your right. Can you give that a honk for us?
Yeah, give us a honk.
Give us a little honk.
Welcome to McDonald's. Let's go back to Chuck Todd, the Democratic Party operative, with his husband, Michael Maddow. Let's go back to this.
Question here. Parkland, Florida. It's just north of here in Broward County.
By the way, they tried this 5 minutes ago. So we're back to Parkland, Florida. Take your guns away.
It has inspired a lot of you to come out with more robust plans to deal with guns, including assault weapons ban. But even if you're able to implement that,
I don't want her managing.
What do you do about the hundreds of millions of guns already?
I would want her being my nurse.
And does the federal government have to play a role in dealing with it?
So, in this period of time that I've been running for president, I've had more than 100 calls.
You mean hundreds of millions of gun owners, not guns, you dumb witch.
Unfiltered questions. And the single hardest question I've gotten.
Single hardest question?
I got one from a little boy, and I got one from a little
boy. Why am I wearing Joker purple?
And that is to say, when you're president, how are you going to keep us safe? That's our responsibility.
Arm the teachers.
Would you leave the border wide open, you damn piece of work?
From gun violence.
But I love how they ignore the fact that the Parkland parent teachers voted to arm the teachers to protect the kids. So these people are so out of touch with reality, it's just, it's next level.
Let them talk. Let them talk.
In this country, and we need to treat it like that. We can do the things that are sensible. We can do the universal background
check. It's Adolf Warren.
Ban the weapons of war.
Elizabeth Hitler.
So double down on the research and find out what really works. Where it is that we can make the differences at the margins that will keep our children safe. We need to treat this like the virus that's killing our children.
Yeah, yeah. How many mass shootings happen at a bank where there's armed guards?
What I think we need to do is we need to treat it like a serious research problem, which we have not done. Okay. You know, guns in the hands of a collector who's had them for decades, who's never fired them, who takes safety seriously, that's very different from guns that are sold and turned over quickly. We can't treat this as an across-the-board problem. We have to treat it like a public health emergency.
She didn't even answer the question.
It means bring data to bear, and it means make real change in this country.
No, that's it, Robert, because they don't want to admit in so many words that they're going to come for the guns, because they know even Democrat voters aren't for that. So they do this whole, again, it's a cotton candy approach. Oh, you know, gun violence is bad, and we want to protect the kids.
Oh, precisely. Because, I mean, if you look at it, one of the main groups they lost in voter support were African-American men gun owners. So the Trump made major inroads in them with 2016. It was a key decisive factor in Wisconsin, in Michigan, in Pennsylvania, key states that they won. That's why she kept dodging it. In fact, she even contradicted herself. It was unique. I mean, to the ability of lefty lawyers to contradict themselves is always extraordinary to me. She says, this is not an across-the-board problem, but it's a public health across-the-board problem, which I don't really have a solution for except to say I'm for a solution. That isn't actually a solution.
Yeah, and of course, none of it makes any sense. She says she wants to do a research project. What does that even mean?
Yeah, exactly. I would like to stop it somehow, but not necessarily stop it. I don't want anybody to be mad at me who wants gun control. I don't want anybody to be mad at me who has the guns and knows that guns will lead to better safety than they lead to violence and crime. So she just can't answer the question. It was her biggest dodge of the night, and F. Chuck Todd let her off the hook again.
You know, it's amazing. Cory Booker looks angry all the time. Have you ever noticed that?
I was about to say, he's trying to do his Spartacus moment. You know, the at least Clinton would bite his lip and try to do this. I'm really sorry. I feel your pain. I feel your pain. The whereas Booker is doing this. You know, he's always trying to do I am Spartacus. I am Spartacus.
I think Rachel Maddow just had her testosterone therapy. Let's see what she said.
Something like this. Next to nothing has changed in federal law that might affect the prevalence of school shootings. Is this a problem that is going to continue to get worse over our lifetimes? Or is there something that you would do as president that you really think would turn it around?
Yeah, Rachel, I'm the dad of a 10-year-old girl, Karina, who's here tonight.
They still can't even get his mic on.
The worst thing.
Man, that guy, he's going to make everybody doing the drinking test drunk fast. This is the second time he's like, hit check mark. He talked about his kid. He made sure his kid was in the audience, made sure there was a reference to it. So he covered like three drinking. He was like, drink.
Those farmers already underwater in debt. Their market's closed to them by a trade war.
By the way, the government admits their cloud seeding, and so that's what's leading to these floods, but no one will talk about that.
They're going to fund resiliency.
I'll give them credit. The media is doing a good job of only focusing
on the shut up, Pedo O'Rourke. Let's go to Robert Barnes, constitutional lawyer. You want to give him credit? Go ahead, Barnes.
Well, I'll just give the cameraman credit because they're doing a good job keeping the whole Beto doing all of this off the camera. So that's why they're.
What's weird is everybody, I've had Italians ask me, are you Italian? I'm like, no. So I wave my arms around. But I do it on time, like a little bit before I say it. When Baker was like, I'll tell you, I'm really angry, and now I'm going to hit you in the face. I mean, what is up with the delay?
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
God knows what we're about to hear. Here it is.
Discrimination in the workplace. Still people who are unable to find a home for their family.
They're all fighting to get here, but we suck. God,
that we need to address.
It's not enough. Thank you, Congressman.
If I can add, I heard enough. As long as they are hardworking.
It's not enough. Civil rights is some place to begin. In the African-American civil rights community, another place to focus on was to stop the lynching of African-Americans.
The lynching?
Jesse Smollett.
When's the last time that happened? 50 years?
Jesse Smollett. Poor Jesse.
Oh, yeah. Jesse Smollett. Yeah. Stage.
We don't talk enough about how many children.
Like, oh, let's go hang a black person. Yeah, great.
Who do not go to school because of fear. It's not enough just to
go to school. But you know the Mexican gangs are the main group killing blacks now. All over the country. They're killing them and taking over their territory. That's why the Bloods and the Crips have gotten together. So you got this black guy saying white people are lynching black people when there's not been a documented case in like 10 years. I mean, sorry, Robert, go, you're a famous civil rights lawyer. Go ahead, Barnes.
Well, they actually used the Jussie Smollett hoax to pass an anti-lynching bill that had no purpose whatsoever. That had no relevance whatsoever. So the fact that he brought that up is evidence of where we're at. And then I guess he's gave all the school children who watched the debate tonight a new excuse. Mommy, I don't want to go to school because I'm scared. I'm scared of other
women. He even said people are scared of being lynched. This is preposterous.
So that's what they're trying to do to stop the new political realignment, which is people anti-establishment, sick of government corruption. Really, everybody wants smaller government. But again, the media is there telling them.
Question. There's been a political realignment, and there's no way to reverse it. You can stall it, but like holding a beach ball underwater, it makes it bigger. Robert Barnes, don't disagree with what I just said. Do you agree with that, A? B, where is this going?
Well, you've had multiple political realignments over American history where a political group or group of constituencies realigns their party, their politics, their person, the party they support, the person they support, the policies they support, because that better aligns with their values and their community interests. And what you're seeing is some of the oldest working class Democratic areas in the country, through Jacksonian Appalachia, from East Texas, all the way through East Tennessee and Western North Carolina, up through Appalachia and Ohio and Western Pennsylvania, now joining the industrial heartland in Michigan and Wisconsin and Indiana and other parts of the upstate New York, going back to core anti-establishment.
Call it an American reawakening party?
It very much so. It's restoring the original American liberty and the original American freedoms. And who they're at war with is the Chi-Com model of a Chinese social credit model system that the monopolistic oligarchs and the social media coastal elites want to impose on the rest of the world, including America. And so what it is the democratic power, the power of the votes, the power of the people, the power of the public, is all aligned in the populist cause, but they're up against those who can disproportionately control the cultural transmission industry. News, academia, Hollywood, entertainment, and now big tech, which is the biggest control. The private monopoly of the public forum is the biggest threat to the populist revolution having success. It's why what tonight revealed and unveiled is that they can't have competent, capable candidates on the Democratic nomination side that can adequately or effectively or persuasively voice the opinion of the elites in any way.
And I totally agree with you, because here's my problem. I'd rather have a big, powerful, mean enemy to tell people about, because we're going to beat them. They were so pathetic and but they're so massively funded, we can't underestimate their power. They were so pathetic, though, that I'm actually concerned, because I don't know how to calculate it yet, but it's just really bad.
The real Democrat candidate is Google and Apple and Facebook and
Twitter. Exactly. So it doesn't matter how pathetic their minions or slaves are, like Sauron. So let me ask you this, Robert Barnes. what do you call this then? Because, I mean, all over the world they're losing. They keep doubling down. The big banks stole all the money. They keep tripling down. Nothing's working. Where does this end then?
Well, it's sort of like that HBO show Succession, where effectively the Clintons effectively defaced the ability of any Democrat to come up and have a meaningful, effective, persuasive voice. And the few that do voice opinions that are against what the Democratic...
Hey, stay there. We've got the Lieutenant Governor of California with our host here.
About some of the
Let's go to her.
Related to gun control that we're taking in California. They asked, how do you take whatever the number was, hundreds of millions of weapons off the street? In California, we're doing background checks on ammunition. So we've got some creative solutions, and I think that those will hopefully take center stage tomorrow with Senator Harris.
As Lieutenant Governor of California, is there anyone that you have endorsed yet officially?
Yes, of course. I've endorsed my senator, but I will also say that I'm very much a believer that as Democrats across the country really start to peel back the layers and examine their choices, that we need to stay positive, that we need to decide who we're for, and help our candidates deliver their message and help voters decide.
Is there anyone you think that has a chance to defeat Trump in 2020?
Anyone who is the Democratic nominee is going to have the full force of the Democratic Party and people who believe in American democracy behind them. I strongly believe that. And I am really very confident that our party is going to come together behind our nominee.
So during this debate, who do you think stood out the most to you? Like, who did the best job in the debate?
I didn't realize it was done.
Look, I think that it was really an opportunity for all the candidates to define themselves a little bit. And with so many of them and so little time, it was hard to get too far beyond that. But frankly, I think Elizabeth Warren did a really good job. I think that, interestingly, Mayor de Blasio from New York really kind of had an opportunity to talk about...
We should ask her if her son is named Typhus.
Oh, does anybody have a...
Sorry.
Ask her about the piles of trash and Typhus breaking out in L.A.
What do you think about the crisis right now in California where we have homeless people, we've got Typhus outbreaks?
Oh.
What's going on with that?
Look, California, like any state, has our challenges. We are a state of 40 million people. We have a homeless crisis, an affordability crisis that sadly, but, you know, has come along with our economic growth.
We
also have people in Sacramento in our legislature, a new governor, lieutenant governor, who work together collaboratively and cooperatively. Lots of different opinions. But at the same time, you don't have the
ask
kind
her why
of
blue cities are drowning in seas of human feces.
So I'm very optimistic about our state in addressing some of the challenges.
What do you have to say to some people that criticize the Democratic Party, saying that a lot of blue cities have these homeless problems?
So homelessness is a problem in California. Homelessness is a problem across the country. A lot of that has to do with mental health issues. And, you know, we are... finding new ways to try to address the problem. And one of the biggest in California is we just have to build more housing. So that is very much at the forefront of our...
Ask her what she makes about San Francisco having the most billionaires, but also a poverty problem.
Illegal immigration are again at the forefront as well. What do you think Kamala Harris can do for the U.S., or what do you think that she'll bring to the table that, I guess, President Trump isn't bringing right now to solve these problems?
Well, first of all, what she's going to bring to the table is compassion and the fact that
don't
we have to deal with
two
women, and
so
humanitarian
she's just,
crisis.
No, she's talking
and we cannot forget
no
that America is a nation of immigrants. That is who we are. And starting
yeah,
from a place
so, but
of
illegal immigrants
at
Ellis Island.
Anger and vindictiveness that has driven
anger and vindictiveness
and
is like 50 times the record level.
Kamala Harris put more people in jail than Trump ever has. This is ridiculous.
Tearing children apart and away from their families is just absolutely unacceptable.
Gosh.
At the same time, what we're really grappling with here is now decades of inaction when it comes down to some really...
Mm-hmm.
It's not only that you have a unique voice in the public arena and the public square. The other thing that's unique about InfoWars is it is the only network of this reach that is not backed by a corporate donor or corporate sugar daddy, that's not backed by some billionaire, that's not being funded by a secret foreign government. It is completely independent of all that. It is an old school American 1776 style experiment in the expression of the freedom of press and freedom of speech that, in fact, the founders were so concerned with at the beginning of the country, they actually tried to support and subsidize organizations just like this because this was the kind of press they wanted. And then ultimately, we now live in an era where they've mostly been co-opted by big corporations or billionaire sugar daddies who've been able to control and manipulate what news and views the person's allowed to have or express or hear. And the InfoWars audience has broken through that. They are the bridge from the founding to the modern age, ultimate American democracy and freedom. And that's why there's been an unprecedented onslaught of deplatforming, defamation, lawfare, and libel targeting youth.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, welcome back, and the debate is underway with opening statements by Bernie Sanders. We just had him make a statement, and let's join this with Joe Biden making his statement.
Build America. Ordinary middle-class Americans build America. My dad used to have an expression. He said, Joe, a job is about a lot more than a paycheck. It's about your dignity. It's about respect. Yeah. It's being able to look your kid in the eye and say everything's going to be okay. Too many people who are in the middle class and poor have had the bottom fall out under this proposal. What I'm saying is that we've got to be straightforward. We have to make sure we understand that to return dignity to the middle class, they have to have insurance that is covered and they can afford it. They have to make sure that we're in a situation where there's continuing education and they're able to pay for it. And they have to make sure that they're able to breathe air that is clean and they have water that they can drink. Air. Look, Donald Trump has put us in a horrible situation. We do have enormous income inequality. And the one thing I agree on is we can make massive cuts in the $1.6 trillion in tax loopholes out there, and I would be going about eliminating Donald Trump's tax cuts for the wealthy.
On the people who've been in government for the last 30 years who were around when this problem was created to be...
Wait, how did this guy make the stage?
Exactly.
He said he would nuke him if they didn't put him on.
Yeah, exactly.
He threatened violence against the DNC if they didn't put him on the debate stage.
What's the odds he talks about guns here in his first discussion?
Part of Joe's generation. Let me respond.
Before we move
the issue,
on,
if I may say, is not generational.
Let's, please, please.
The issue is not generational. The issue is who has the guts to take on Wall Street, to take on the fossil fuel industry, to take on the big money interests who have unbelievable influence over the economic and political life of this country.
These issues are better. Senator Harris, I'm so sorry. We will.
Here we go.
Here's the fireworks.
For all.
Senator Harris.
Moderate.
One clown at a time.
I'll tell you one thing. It's really nice that we got all these plans, but if you think we're going to beat Donald Trump by just having all these plans, you've got another thing coming.
Because you know, we've got to use identity politics.
You need yoga, baby.
Raise your hand if your government plan would provide coverage for undocumented immigrants.
Oh, yeah, free for all. Everybody in the world, come to America. You get a free education and free health care. So why wouldn't they come to? You know what? No wall is going to keep people out if you give them free health care and free education.
Yeah, in fact, you would be irrational not to come here.
Remember, we're talking about.
I believe at the show of hands, you did not raise your hand.
Well, I raised mine.
Did you raise your hand?
I raised it.
No, I did. Okay, sorry.
I didn't hear the question.
I was like, everybody else got their hand up, my hand's up.
Which is different than Obamacare.
Yes. Both of my hands are up.
Can you explain that change?
Yes. You cannot. Hands up, don't shoot. The mayor said, you cannot let people who are sick, no matter where they come from, no matter what their status, go uncovered. You can't do that. It's just going to be taken care of, period. You have to. It's a humane thing to do. But here's the deal. The deal is that he's right about three things. Number one, they, in fact, contribute to the well-being of the country, but they also, for example, they increase the lifespan of Social Security because they have a job, they're paying a Social Security tax. That's what they're doing. It's increased the lifespan. They would do the same thing in terms of reducing the overall cost of health care by them being able to be treated and not wait till they're an extremist. The other thing is, folks, look, we can deal with these insurance companies. We can deal with the insurance companies by, number one, putting insurance executives in jail for their misleading. They're misleading advertising, what they're doing on opioids, what they're doing paying doctors to prescribe. We should be doing this by making sure everyone who is on Medicare, that the government should be able to negotiate the price for whatever the drug costs are. We can do this by making sure that we're in a position that we, in fact, allow people.
Decriminalization of the border.
Massive.
If you'd be so kind.
Billions of dollars made by CPS bureaucracy. No due process, kidnapping of kids, but they don't care.
Without documentation. Can we keep the hands up so we can see them?
The average American is woefully undereducated about the history of race in the United States.
Vice President Biden, we're going to get to you. Hang on. We're going to get
on stage. I would like to speak on the issue of race.
She played her identity card.
Tell him, Kamala.
She got the identity card. She waved it loud. She saw Booker did it. She's going
to
do it.
I'll give you 30 seconds because we're going to come back to you on this again in just a moment.
I mean, she's the only one up there that can play the rude, obnoxious bitch card, so you got to give her credit.
So, on the issue of race, I couldn't agree more that this is an issue that is still not being talked about truthfully and honestly.
Her parents are really upset that she's doing this again. Her parents have begged her to quit playing the race card, but she keeps doing it.
Profiling or discrimination.
They're ashamed of her.
Growing up, my sister and I had to deal with the neighbor who told us her parents couldn't play with us because we were black. And I will say
those
also
were Canadian neighbors,
that
by the way.
In this campaign, we've also heard, and I'm going to now direct this at Vice President Biden, I do not believe you are a racist. And I agree with you.
Ooh, here we go.
When sparks you commit yourself to the importance of finding common ground.
The first knife in
but
the back
I
by the senator.
Believe, and it's
she's not a senator.
And it, I was actually very, it was hurtful.
I think we should just stop this and ask each one of them individually, all 10 of them, are you a racist?
Who built their reputation.
I mean, we really
are you or have you ever been?
Have you ever been associated with a racist?
And it was not only that, but you also worked with them to oppose busing. And, you know, there was a little girl in California.
But you joined the party that, set up Jim Crow.
To integrate her public schools.
This is smart,
and she was bused.
Politically, she had to do this because Biden's support is dominant amongst older African Americans.
Yeah.
So I will tell you that on this subject, it cannot be an intellectual debate among Democrats. We have to take it seriously. We have to act swiftly. As Attorney General of California, I was very proud to put in place a requirement that all my special agents
would wear
body cameras and keep those cameras
on.
This is the longest 30 seconds in Democrat state history, by the way.
Yep, exactly. Mm-hmm. They got interesting clocks at the Democrats. It's basically free time.
Why not?
When I was with Obama.
She designed that to be video viral. Worked, too.
Mischaracterization of my position across the board. I do not praise racists. That is not true. Number one. Number two.
Aside from Strom Thurmond.
This campaign litigated on who supports civil rights, whether I did or not.
All the segregationists. Aside from them.
I'm a public defender. I didn't become a prosecutor. I came out and I left a good law firm to become a public defender. When in fact, my city was in flames because
took
of
the bait. That was a mistake.
Assassination of Dr. King. Number one. Number two. As the U.S. As the Vice President of the United States.
There's the memory thing happened again. That Alex was talking about.
We worked very hard to see to it we dealt with these issues in a major, major way. The fact is that in terms of busing. The busing, you would have been able to go to school the same exact way because it was
he
a local
really
decision
bit the bait.
He completely. I mean, Trump is going to wipe him. He's no competition. Trump is the master troll.
if Kamala can troll Biden into this bait, then.
Yeah, he took it full throttle. Any idiot failed to mention his Barack card. Didn't even play it.
Didn't even play the Barack card.
Not just only African Americans, but the LGBT community.
Vice President Biden. Do you agree today that you were wrong to oppose busing
this
in America?
This is an issue that less than 1% of Americans care about or ever think about.
It's purely symbolic. It's just symbolic politics.
That's what I oppose.
Well,
I did not oppose.
Well, there was a failure of states to integrate public schools in America. I was
he's actually going
to
defend his busing position. I mean, just run away from that. Nobody's worried about busing happening right now, Joe.
Identity politics is all they've got to distinguish
exactly.
each other.
Because right. they're all so far to the left and to Marxist socialism.
This was smart, though. Politically savvy on Kamala Harris's part.
Because there are moments in history where states fail to preserve the civil rights of all people.
I supported the ERA from the very beginning.
We all knew Biden was low-hanging fruit. I don't think any of us expected Kamala Harris to be the one to knock it off the tree.
Exactly. That's no doubt about it. But you know what?
He just went for the throat.
Willie Brown was a skilled man, and she learned at the knees of a very skilled person.
That we, in fact, deal with the notion of denying people access to the ballot box. I agree that everybody, once they, in fact, they should... Anyway, my time's up.
There it is. There it is.
Time's up. He called time on himself.
No, smart. He was like, hey, if all the words get jumbled in your head, just go, but time's up, time's up,
that's
time's
the second
up.
Time he's done that.
Yeah, he's completely losing it. He's not going to be able to go through all these debates. 7 debates? 8 debates? 10 debates? Not a chance. Joe Biden is done. He's DOA. Sell him now. Sell the stock.
That diversity brings to this contest and to these issues.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Briefly, folks, please do not forget, this is the Maximum Alert. We wouldn't be here without you. I thank you for your support and your help. We're going to be steadfast in this fight, but we need financial support, and we're going to put up more prominent donate buttons at InfoWarsStore.com. If you want to just give us straight donations, there's a P.O. box. If you want to mail us a check, we will put it into the fight against these globalists. We need money to fight back and to let them know we're taking action and to defend ourselves. InfoWarsStore.com is the main page. We have a huge sale going. Save InfoWars, super special, emergency special, 50% off all InfoWars best-selling life products. All of them, 50% off. That's Super Male Vitality, Survival Shield X2, now back in stock. Rainforce Plus, Turbo Force, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, so many more. Stock up on the toothpaste, the coffee. Sign up for auto ship and an additional 10% off. And I forgot, double Patriot points. Instead of 5% off on future orders, you get 10% off. Again, cancel auto ship anytime for free. We need the funding. Thank you for your support. We're getting a lot of support right now, but we need a lot to go into this dark night. We're not going to back down.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Now that there is a conservative majority on the Supreme Court, several Republican-controlled states have passed laws to severely
maybe she didn't see the news today. I don't think they've got a conservative majority.
They have a Hamptons majority.
During your presidency, if you're elected president, what is your plan if Roe is struck down in the court while you're president?
Roe is struck
down. Well, my plan is poor somebody Roe, who believes Roe. For a start that a woman's right to control her own body is a constitutional right. That government
except when it comes to vaccines, you got to take those.
On that right, we will do everything we can to defend our role.
Your body, your choice. Until the baby's born, then the government's in control.
Yeah.
And if you want to use stem cells, now if that's your stem cells, you're from your body. Yeah, we're not going to let you have that choice either.
Nominate any justice to the Supreme Court. Unless that justice is 100% clear, he or she will defend Roe v. Wade. Third of all, I do not believe in packing the court. We got a terrible 5-4 majority conservative court right now. But I do believe that constitutionally we have the power to rotate judges to other courts. and that brings in new blood into the Supreme Court.
We're not going to pack the court, but we're going to pack the court.
Yeah. That will understand that a woman has the right to control her own body, and that corporations cannot run the
Senator,
United
I'm
States
gonna
of America.
Hold on, I'm going to give you 10 additional seconds.
The corporations are running.
Ernie, that was a fumble bumble right there.
Overturned Roe, and Roe is gone. All of the things you just described would be to try to preserve Roe. If Roe is gone, what could you do as president to preserve abortion rights?
Well, first of all, let me tell you this. It didn't come up yet, but let's face this. Medicare for all guarantees every woman in this country the right to have an abortion if she wants it.
Thank you, Senator.
And can I just address this for a second?
And the taxpayers will be forced to pay for it.
Directly to America's women and to the men who love them. Women's reproductive rights are under assault by President Trump and the Republican Party. 30 states are trying to overturn Roe v. Wade right now. And it is mind-boggling to me
trying
that
to protect babies from being killed by your likes.
2019 among Democrats whether women should have access to reproductive rights. I think we have to stop paying
reproductive rights
and start playing offense. But let me tell you,
I think
you
we need to stop the Supreme Court from defining life, defining baby, defining marriage, getting out of their constitutional limits.
Conversations about women's rights and compromises have been made on our backs. That's how we got to Hyde. That's how
do women's rights work together with sex cults.
Yeah.
Then we have the ACA. During the ACA negotiation, I had to fight like heck with other women to make sure that contraception wasn't sold down the river or abortion services. And so what we need to know is,
wasn't that supposed to be the Affordable Care?
When we meet President Trump,
what happened to the A
and
part?
Mitch McConnell walks into the Oval Office, God forbid, to do negotiations. Who do you want, when that door closes, to be sitting behind that desk to fight for women's rights? I have been the fiercest advocate for women's reproductive freedom for over a decade. And I promise you, as president, when that door closes, I will guarantee women's reproductive freedom no matter what.
She does not close doors to get political influence.
We, in fact, built 500,000 recharging stations throughout the United States of America, working with governors, mayors, and others, so that we can go to a full electric vehicle future by the year 2020, or by the year 2030. I would make sure that we invested $400
million. Like the Chevy Cruze that's out of business now that Obama endorsed? Yeah.
Technology to be the exporter, not only of the green economy, but economy that can create millions of jobs. But I would immediately join the Paris Climate Accord. I would up the ante in that accord, which it calls for, because we make up 15% of the problem. 85% of the world makes up the rest. And so we have to have someone who knows how to corral the rest of the world, bring them together, and get something done like we did in our administration.
Senator Sanders, I want to give
numbers. Some numbers over here.
Look, the old ways are no longer relevant. The scientists tell us we have 12 years before there is irreparable damage to this planet. This is a global issue.
Yeah, we've got to get everybody packed in the cities by 2030. That's the UN timeframe.
So he's got the AOC. We're going to be all dead in 12 years.
Instead of spending $1.5 trillion on weapons of destruction, let us get together for the common enemy. And that is to transform the world's energy system away from fossil fuel to energy efficiency and sustainable energy.
Who said that her goal is to make New Zealand the place where it's the best place in the world for a child to grow up. And I will tell her, girlfriend, you are so
old.
Because the United States of America is going to be the best place in the world for a child to grow up.
She's queen clown tonight.
Well, that was something right there.
I would call the Prime Minister of New Zealand and say, go, girl.
Guys, I guess we get Make America New Zealand again.
Make New Zealand. That's it.
Manza.
Make America New Zealand again. That's
guys,
it.
It's millions of families trying to come to America, not New Zealand. People are trying to raise their kids in this country. What the hell is she talking about?
We're coming back to the debate, so let's join the debate. They've returned from their break.
Single life in Parkland. I'll approach this issue as a prosecutor.
Here we go.
I'll approach it as the only person on the stage who has voted and passed background checks, but also as a parent of a generation who sends our children to school where we look at what they're wearing so we can remember it in case we have to identify.
Carrying anything concealed?
A generation who has seen thousands of black children killed in our streets, and a generation who goes to the theater and we actually look where the fire exits are. We don't have to live this way. We must be a country who loves our children more than we love our guns.
Senator Sanders, a Vermont newspaper.
If you love your children, you have guns to protect them.
That's right. I remember when we had guns in the back of pickup trucks all the time. No seatbelts. So.
But this is incredible.
Afraid of
everything. Keep going back to Parkland to say we need gun control. The Parkland School Board voted to arm the teachers.
Yeah.
So the one example that they keep using, Parkland voted to arm the teachers. Parkland voted for guns. I mean, it's unbelievable the ignorance and the lies that these candidates can get away with because they know their voters are so stupid.
And they know the media won't challenge them on it.
And they're prosecuting the government minder who was supposed to protect everybody and failed to do so.
Here you have a guy, okay. Senator Sanders, who through most of his career opposed various gun control efforts and now is completely flip-flopped.
This is actually incredible. Bernie Sanders just lied, and there's a wide-open opportunity for anybody on this panel to do it. In 1990, Bernie Sanders received so much NRA funding, he defeated a Republican because the Republican said he would ban assault weapons, and Bernie said he wouldn't. There was a whole expose on this. Bernie Sanders is openly lying right now. There is a wide-open gash bleeding out of Bernie Sanders' head. Will any of these Democrats take the punch and blow this wide open? He just said a bold-faced lie. He got NRA funding in 1990 because he said he wouldn't ban assault weapons.
Will you buy them back? If people want to buy, if the government wants to do that, if people
you're going
to
be the government,
yes.
Will you buy them back?
Yes.
Senator Harris, we're going to give you 30 seconds.
Thank you. I think your idea is a great one, Congressman Swalwell.
If you don't want to sell, they'll just take it out of your hands and kill you.
The problem is Congress has not had the courage to act, which is why when elected President of the United States, I will give the United States Congress 100 days to pull their act together, bring all these good ideas together, and put a bill on my desk for signature. And if they do not, I will take executive action.
So she's running for dictator, not president, right?
The most comprehensive background check policy we've had. I will require the ATF to take the licenses of gun dealers who violate the law, and I will ban by executive order the importation of assault weapons. Because I'm going to tell you.
And then we'll have a civil war, and maybe we'll fix the government at that point.
I'm going to tell you, I have hugged more mothers who are the mothers of homicide victims, and I have attended more police officer funerals. It is enough. It is enough. There have been plenty of good ideas from members of the United States Congress. There's been no action. As president, I will take action.
Mayor Buttigieg, I want to bring you in on this, sir. A lot of discussion about assault rifles that are often shorthanded as military-style weapons. You are the only person on this stage tonight with military experience as a veteran of the Afghanistan War. Will military families... Does that inform your thinking on this view? Do you believe that military families or America's veterans will, at large, have a different take on this than the other Americans who we've been talking about and who Congressman Swalwell is appealing to with his buyback program?
Yeah, of course, because we trained on some of these kinds of weapons. Look, every part of my life experience informs this. Being the mayor of a city where the worst part of the job is dealing with violence, we lose.
He's got more shootings in his city per capita than works by a long shot.
2 or 3 years in my city alone. And this is tearing communities apart. If more guns made us safer, we'd be the safest country on earth. It doesn't work that way. And common
same
sense
with laws,
measures,
jackass.
Like
same with free health care and free everything. Apply that logic on the full spectrum.
Let alone most Americans.
How'd that drug prohibition work out for you? Oh, well, that doesn't work out too well, so let's try gun prohibition now.
And the reality is there's no correlation between gun ownership and gun violence. It just doesn't exist. Every statistical survey around the world has looked at it Sunday.
Yeah. No, really, it's being fueled by drug prohibition.
A real 30 seconds?
A real 30 seconds.
Okay. I'm the only person that's beaten the NRA nationally. I'm the guy that got the Brady bill passed, the background checks, number one. Number two, we increased that background check during the Obama-Biden administration. I'm also the only guy that got assault weapons banned, and the number of clips in a gun, banned. And so, folks, look, and I would buy back those weapons. We
that
already started talking about
that.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.